escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 18th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1962, NASA had some real trouble. The unmanned lunar probe Ranger 5 was launched, but its solar panels never opened, leaving its batteries to run out before it ever reached the moon. With no power, it missed a mid-course correction engine burn and missed the moon by over 400 miles. This was the latest in a series of Ranger launches that led to failure, and this also led to internal reviews at both NASA and Jet Propulsion Laboratory. In 1967, the Soviet unmanned probe Venera 4 was the first man-made space vehicle to taste the atmosphere of another planet, taking readings within the dense atmosphere of Venus before it burned up. In 1989, it was launch day for a space probe bound for Jupiter, as Space Shuttle Atlantis lifted off on a five-day mission to send off Galileo.
We have a go for main engine start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition and liftoff of Atlantis and the Galileo spacecraft bound for Jupiter.
Houston now controlling.
Roger, roll, Atlantis.
Roll program initiated, about 110-degree roll maneuver.
Galileo took the slow boat to Jupiter, making multiple gravity assist passes by Venus and Earth until it was flung toward the outer solar system. It wouldn't reach Jupiter until 1995. Atlantis' sister shuttle Columbia lifted off on this day in 1993 with Space Lab in its cargo bay, taking off for a two-week stay to conduct medical science experiments in orbit. Big Bang Theory showrunner Chuck Lorre was born on this day in 1952. Thomas Edison died on this day in 1931. A familiar face was back aboard the Enterprise on this day.
Dr. Jones, may I congratulate you on your assignment with Ambassador Kolos?
Thank you. But the assignment's not yet definite. It will depend upon my ability to achieve a true mind link with the Ambassador.
I'm sure you will find it a fascinating experience.
I wasn't aware that anyone had ever achieved a mind link with the Medusans.
No one ever has. I was referring to mind links I had attempted with members of other species.
I've heard, Mr. Spock, that you turned down the assignment with the Ambassador.
Actress Diana Muldaur, who would later play Dr. Pulaski during the second season of Star Trek The Next Generation, made her second and final appearance on the original Star Trek today in 1968, in the episode Is There in Truth No Beauty? In 1981, the race was on to see who could turn out the best 3D racing game. Sega introduced Turbo to American arcades, and it was quite the eye-popping spectacle compared to most previous racing video games. In 1982, Atari launched the Sword Quest. Planned to be a series of four linked games with comic books from Atari's corporate cousin DC Comics. The Sword Quest series was linked to a contest to win real bejeweled swords and crowns. But the fourth game never came out, and the grand prize was never awarded because Atari hit hard times before the quest was complete. In the same day in 1982, Intellivision owners were on a quest of their own, inside the human body.
Microsurgeon will put you in the hospital. Imagine for Intellivision.
As Imagic rolled out the cult classic, Microsurgeon. In 1995, the crew of Babylon 5 could only watch helplessly as the war between the Narn and Centauri boiled over.
Garibaldi, we've got trouble.
So what else is new?
I mean, Major, we just got word the Centauri have begun an all-out offensive against the Narn homeworld. Started about an hour ago.
Oh, no. Is there any word on how it's going?
Not yet. We got an early relay from an Earth listening post, but word's going to be hitting the station any time now. When that happens, it's going to be riots and blood in the streets.
All right, I'll need authorization to lock down the station.
You got it.
I'll have my people close off traffic between levels, break up any group larger than five. Recommend you post a general alert telling anybody without urgent business to stay inside their quarters until this thing is over.
It's already recorded. It'll go out on the station monitors as soon as the word hits. This is it, Michael. The balloon's going up.
We interrupt this program with this late-breaking story. Officials in Earthdom confirm that the Centauri Republic has begun a devastating frontal assault on the Narn homeworld.
And in 2002, the crew of Serenity learned that there was a legend in their midst.
Jay?
Yeah?
You want to tell me how come there's a statue of you here looking at me like I owe him something?
Wishing I could, Captain.
No, seriously. Jay, you want to tell me?
No, I got no rotten idea. I was here a few years back, like I said.
pulled a second story and stole a lot of scratch from the magistrate up on the hill. But things went way south. I had to hightail it. They don't put you on a pedestal in town square for that.
Yeah, except I'm looking at some fair compelling evidence says they do.
This must be what going mad feels like.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the Pro Seeker. The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Cain.
No dictator, no invader can hold an imprisoned population by force of arms forever. There is no greater power in the universe than the need for freedom. Against that power, governments and tyrants and armies cannot stand. The Centauri learned this lesson once. We will teach it to them again. Though it take 1,000 years, we will be free.